The new incognito was, in a way, thrust upon me because the band, different things happened. Mesa got a solo deal, which I was very happy for because she has a lot of strength. Some of the musicians decided that while I was writing, they would go out on the road with other people. Some of the musicians, like their wives, were having babies. So people were doing different things. And this new incognito was, in a way, it excited me. It gave me a new lease of life because suddenly I had to kind of interact with different people again, and I like doing this and bringing people a new life, like Max Beasley coming in on percussion playing keyboards and writing with me. It was a new source of energy, and I fed on this, and I suddenly realized that I could do something very different with this record, at least from my point of view, different. And this excited me, and this gave me, I think, the fact of knowing that I was going to use have a new family for a little while was very the exciting focal point of this new album. Yeah, I mean, we did our first recording as Incognito in like Perusing Girl 1978, you know, so it's like, in a way, what I like is the fact that we've just been allowed to progress in our own time, you know, and that the fact that we have that kind of history in a way is really helpful to us, because there's a lot of new bands with a new band having immediate success, they have no past experiences to fall back on, so therefore immediate success means everybody is afraid of where to go next because of the fear of failure almost, and the need to do bigger things, whereby the way that I've done Incognito is, even in the fact that it's called Incognito, the actual name in the beginning, meant that we're in disguise, so you don't know what we're going to do next. You know, we don't know who the members are going to be. It's always going to be me in there because, you know, I'm the focal point of the idea, but the Incognito idea was always meant to be, you won't know what the lineup is going to be, and you won't know what the flavor is going to be, because the flavor is not dictated by just the things that we like. Obviously, there's going to be things that there's going to be influences of music that we like in what we do, but it's also going to be the influence of whatever experience we've had in the last year or whatever leading up to the recording, and that experience is very much different as to the year that preceded, say, for instance, Tribes, Vibes and Scribes or Positivity. This last year was like, for instance, a major discovery of myself, you know, as a man. I'm much more, you know, I think that if I had to look at my confidence now and my confidence last year, it's like, it's almost like for me looking at two different men, you know, in a mirror, I see somebody very different in my life. At the moment, you know, I'm much more in control, not because I'm a control freak, but I'm more in control because I'm more confident within myself about who I am, and therefore this album reflects much more for the first time on Bluey, the writer, Bluey, the person. So the stories within the songs are my adventure. This is the first time that I've not written from the top of my head about something that could happen to just anybody, or that's happened to a singer in a band, or that's happened to a friend of mine, and maybe one or two little stories about my life. This is really all about my last year. Yeah, and but specifically the things that I found out about myself. For instance, the song Roots, it's about me. It's not just about like people, everybody discovering their roots. Hopefully the listener will find their own story within it, because that's the essence of, I think, good music, is that everybody can identify in their own way with it. But for me, personally, the song reflects on a year when I've discovered my history, because I did my family tree. I found out about where I come from India, from Africa and whatever. But in the bigger picture, I also began to realize that men in general who don't have roots in terms of family, in terms of ties of a good home and a good upbringing, you know, a close relationship with people, a loving relationship, an understanding of their own culture and who they are, in essence. This is why you have prejudice, this is why you have fascism. Because you find that most of these people, although they feel that they're talking about we belong to a country or belong to a land, they don't have roots. These are people without roots. These are people without upbringing, without family. Roots is not necessarily because my ancestors were African or Indian, which is in my case a fact. But it's also about just knowing, being confident that you belong in society. You have a place. You are an important part, or a jigsaw in your community. You know, that is roots. You know, that you have a purpose. You know, a man without purpose are afraid of people with purpose. So therefore they feel that they have to create a gang to get a purpose, you know, and this is why we have racist communities. This is why we have little groups of people with ignorance that want to beat on other people and want to chastise others, because they one, fear the culture of others, because they have no understanding of geography, history, or travel, or understanding of the love of humankind. You know, they haven't been given that in the beginning, so how can they understand it? You know, maybe these are people that will tell you that the closest they've ever come to any kind of love is probably having sex, you know, which is like, again, a total misconception, you know. So therefore, I find that in doing songs like Roots, I was finding, writing about my own self, finding myself, but also discovering the aspects of why, what a rooted person's function is in life, you know, and how important it is to have roots. Mm. Yeah, things like this.
Yeah. So do you think that people who are listening to that song, for example, or to your music, or to different music, which are speaking to the people, do you think that people are able to understand that kind of thing?
Well, I hope they understand. I hope they understand it through the music. Or I hope there is enough. Sometimes it takes a little while to understand something. I hope that it creates maybe just a little spark of starting an awareness. You know, I'm not a teacher. I'm not a preacher. You know, I'm a songwriter. So I'm entertaining you, and in entertaining you, I want to just wake up a little bit of your awareness. You know, if I make you a little aware of a situation, because I can't really go around changing your life. I'm not going to change your life. You know, a song isn't going to change somebody's life. But it may trigger off an event. I think many things are catalysts. If I walk down the street today and I have a long face and I can just go about my business and look, and just look at the road that I'm heading on, and then go from place to place this way. Or I could walk down a street and I could recognize the old man who's walking towards me or whatever, and give him a smile, and maybe a child or a woman or a man, give them a smile and show them that there is some kind of human connection there. People come to our concerts because there's a realness about it. You know, they come to primarily enjoy music, and second, if I have a good way about me, and if I have a humanity to kind of offer, then they will in turn give me some of their humanity, and I will go off feeling really as if they fed me and I fed them. You know, it's like it's like an exchange, you know, which is really worthwhile, you know. I'm not really into musical masturbation, you know, but in a way, when you're younger, you do kind of masturbate with the music, because you masturbate your ego. You know, you want to play as many notes as possible. You want to see how fast you can play. You want to see you want to immediately. And that's part of being young. That's part of it. You know, it's like you want people to kind of immediately react in a certain way. Now, I want people to react, obviously, because I don't like music that people cannot react to. But I'm aware of other things. I'm aware of mood, you know, and the mood of a record is as important as the execution of the of the performance, you know, and if not even more important. I'm not afraid of the sensuality of music, you know, and I've, for instance, we got away from solos on this album. I just said, like, look, we'll have a couple of solos, but what was nice about not having the old band is, like, in the old band, everybody kind of expected their quotas of solos. Like, the sax player would expect to have three solos, and the trombone player to have a couple of solos, and the trumpet player to also have his quotas of solos. And everybody was expecting their to work a certain way, because I used to work that way. But now I've decided that, you know, That's the last thing I want to do. Is I don't want to go into a record thinking that I have a quota to kind of fulfill. You know, I want to make each record what it is, and it's like, and I want to get away from the fact that during a musical passage you have to kind of be aware that there is a musician that should be kind of like. That you should concentrate on. I want to be all time concentrate on our overall thing. You know, that everything matters. You know, there's, you know, if the guy's playing a triangle right at the back and somebody's giving a vocal performance at the front, the triangle should be as important as the vocal and everything else in between just as important as well. You know, and also I've kind of like really understood that on this album that less is more.